So today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Gaur Nataraj Prabhuji to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. You can take over. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamantyam Dadate Supatantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta. పదకమలం శ్రీ గురు వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిగణా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాం సహగణలలిత శ్రీశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ గురునాథిందు దీనబంధు జగత్తదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే సప్తకాంజన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతి దేవి ప్రణమాకల్పతరుభ్య కృపా సింధుభ్య పరితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో హియర్ వేర్ ఇన్ ది చైతన్య చరితామృత వేర్ భాగవతారంభే వ్యాస మంగళాచరణే పరమేశ్వర నిరులూప ఐదులక్షణే. He is saying in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the great author Vyas, in the Mangalacharan invocation, what he has done, has described the Supreme Personality of Godhead by these symptoms. And Srila Prabhupada translates in the translation, Edvi Lakshane, by these two characteristics, namely Swarupa Marginal, and tatastha, the swarupa personal and tatastha marginal symptoms. So, the first three slokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is actually called as Mangalacharan. Because they are like invoking. He is paying obeisances, he is invoking the Gayatri Mantra, he is invoking the auspicious Vedanta Sutras to tell us that the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually an explanation of the, an extension or explanation of the Gayatri Mantra and the Vedanta Sutra. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the hope for humanity in the Kali Yuga. It is because one of the questions in the Srimad Bhagavatam that is where did dharma go? Dharma kam sharanam gataha. That where did dharma go for in Kali Yuga, what happens to Dharma? Because Krishna is no longer on the planet. So what happens to Dharma? So, because of this, question, the answer to this question is actually that this, because Krishna has left the planet, he has emerged in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he has, and because this Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna, because what does the Srimad Bhagavatam contain? The Srimad Bhagavatam contains the same pastimes of Krishna. The same pastimes of Krishna. So you can relive the same pastimes, the whole thing over, if you actually dive into the Srimad Bhagavatam, and that's the goal of Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should be continuously hearing. I was listening to a wonderful class by Grace Madhavananda Prabhu. And he was saying that every institution has problems. Just like we see in the church, you find this child abuse and so many things. Similarly, you find in even within our ISKCON, so many problems, so many people in committing so much offenses and fights and so many fall downs. And so the question is it, how did Srila Prabhupada take the risk to build an institution? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati take a risk to build the institution. So the only way the institution could be saved is by only two things. One is the offenseless chanting of the holy names, and next is the continuous hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. If these two are going on, then there is, the place is protected. As long as you do not hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in all its categories and understand, because in the previous verse here it's explained that in the 357 it explains very beautifully. He says, Akriti Prakriti Swarupa Swarupa Lakshana Karya Dvara Jnana E Tatastha Lakshana. So bodily features, nature and form are the personal characteristics. Knowledge of his activities provide the marginal characteristics. So he describes the Lord into two symptoms. One is Swarupa, Akriti Prakriti Swarupa, Swarupa Lakshana, Karya Dvara Jnana E Tatastha Lakshana. So, Karya Dvara means by his activities. So, he explains that the Srimad Bhagavatam contains both. So, by both these symptoms, what the beautiful form and both his qualities. So, Krishna can be understood only by surrendering, only by being offenseless, only by being offenseless, by being pure and serving him. Only by being offenseless and only by serving him with great love and affection. Serving his devotee with great love and affection. Just like I was watching every day, they put on Bhakti, Radha Govinda Maharaj. So Radha Govinda Maharaj is practically confined to a wheelchair today. And he requires so much assistance. But now he is in Vrindavan. He is just touring the holy places. He is just taking the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotees. And he is just going around looking at Leela Sthali of Krishna. That's all he is looking at. And remembering those leelas with great love and affection. So if you actually see, And there are humble devotees who are serving him. Who are serving him actually. And when you see those devotees, when you look at those devotees, they are serving so nicely, you will really feel that, oh, what is the wonderful strength that that the devotees who serve him at this moment. Similarly, we see in our ISKCON movement also, Jayapataka Maharaj, even in this situation, he is giving such wonderful, inspiring classes. And there are devotees who are taking menial, they are doing menial service to Guru. Cleaning, washing, feeding. This is all very, very difficult to serve a pure devotee. Similarly, in Prabhupada, in his last days, I mean, even otherwise, devotees would massage him, clean his clothes, clean his room, give him prasadam, clean his plate. And so when you serve a pure devotee, menially, take up humble service, then there is infusion of knowledge. Infusion. You come to that level of that devotee very quickly. Means all the good qualities, they jump to you when you serve a pure devotee. So there are two services you can do. One is Vapu Seva and one is Vani Seva. So Vapu Seva means you serve the devotee physically. Now Vani Seva means you serve him by hearing his realization. And when you serve him by hearing his realization and taking his instructions and following his instructions, also you get the same benefit. So there are so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who got Vani Seva and so many who got Vapu Seva. But you can say those who do both, those who did both, they got the greatest benefit. To be in personal association at the same time. But our movement is that of service in separation. So it is not that you have to be with your, physically present with your guru all the time. But to follow his instructions as per his desires, to fulfill his desires is most important. And Prabhupada says in one class, Prabhupada says, what is the symptom? So the symptom of a devotee is that he wants his lover to be glorified. So if you love Krishna, you want Krishna to be glorified. So if you want Krishna to be glorified, so we have to realize that if we want Krishna to be glorified, then we should follow the footsteps of the of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, where Krishna's symptoms are described, both his form and his activities. When both are described, such a wonderful literature is the nectar for the ears and mainly the heart. Because when you hear the holy name of Krishna, but at the same time if we commit offenses, then our heart is not purified. But if we want to hold the holy name of Krishna, we don't want Krishna to leave, then we should uh, in our heart, we don't want Krishna to leave our heart, then we should not commit offenses. So, this pure knowledge only when we become humble. Humility is the most important character. So, a devotee has to be very, very humble to understand Krishna. And without being humble, humble means you should be very, very forgiving. The problem that happens with us is we remember in detail how somebody else insulted us, how somebody else put us down, or he told me that he should not do, and then he is doing the same mistake, and you know, he is doing the same thing, like happens in many places, that somebody kicks somebody out, and then you know they do the same thing again. So we find that when you criticize somebody, all their bad qualities come to you. But when you glorify somebody, when you serve somebody very, very humbly, the good qualities come to you. So if you want to progress in spiritual life, what exactly do we want? We want all good qualities of others to come to us. And if we want those good qualities to come to us, then we should be humble. So similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is also a person. Every book is a person. So if you serve the Srimad Bhagavatam very, very humbly, without offenses, then this Bhagavat, that is Krishna, Bhagavat is not different from Krishna, because Kunti Devi in her prayer, she says, Bhakti Yoga Vidana Artham. You come to perform these Leelas so that they can fill up the pages of Bhagavatam. And they are not different from you. Means your same Leela becomes etched. It becomes etched in this book. But it is not different from you, because hearing you, you are entering those Leela. But how much you can enter that Leela, how much you can see Krishna, how much you can experience his pastime, that depends on how pure you are, because in the Nama, in the chanting of the holy name, there are four characteristics that are described. That is Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So there is name, there is form, qualities and pastimes. So there is name, form, qualities and pastimes. Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So similarly, when you hear the Srimad Bhagavatam at first, when you hear it from a devotee, then you can actually feel that, first of all, that it actually happened. To really get that feeling, that is the first point, that this is really life and soul. That this pastime should be dancing in my heart, should be always on my mind. So only when you hear from a devotee who is relishing this pastime, only from him, you can understand this. So then comes Rupa. And then you realize the form. The entire Bhagavatam is the form of Shri Krishna. The first canto is the lotus feet. Then the 12th canto is the 12th canto is the 10th canto is the smiling face, and 12th canto is the crown on Krishna's head. So as you hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, you step by step will all be able to experience. And Krishna's, every part of Krishna is Satchidananda. understanding Krishna in his beautiful form and understanding his pastimes, understanding Krishna in his various categories, expansions. So when he goes to, when he says that I will descend in the womb of Devaki, he says I will descend with all my strengths and all my expansions. So when Krishna is there, all his strengths, expansions, everything is they come along with him. They come along with him. So we have to realize that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Swarupa. Srila Prabhupada says is the description of the Swarupa of the internal potency. The sweetness of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Actually Krishna is very, very sweet. But this sweetness can only be experienced by a premi bhakta. And when you associate with a premi bhakta, when you are very, very humble. If we are in a not so humble mood, we are in a fighting mood, this and that, so then we will not be able to relish the sweetness of Krishna. That is our problem. We cannot relish the sweetness of Krishna. And as long as the sweetness doesn't come, we will not be able to get out of this material thought process. So very important that we realize the sweetness. So one should look for the association of a premi bhakta. Because we already have it in our heart, the desire, but our heart is blocked by our anarthas, by our previous some infinite births, all that we have cultivated is within our heart, these stumbling blocks. And these stumbling blocks, they are not actually letting us see the shining form of Krishna within our hearts and outside, in the temple and everywhere, to realize his form. It's not letting us. That can only be cleared by the blessings of a pure devotee. By the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, vidyate radaya grantis, all these things which are disturbing to the heart will be gone. So that is the power of the beauty of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the next verse, in 359, he explains the entire first verse is explained. Janmadyasya tonmayat. Janmadyasya is the Vedanta Sutra. Janma adi asyataha. That how this universe has come about. That is the first subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, is creation. Because creation is a big mystery, big, big mystery. Janmadhyasya tanvayat itarutaccha artesha vidna surat tena brahmaradayadi kavaye. So only Krishna is abhijna and surat. He is directly and indirectly, he knows everything. But the speciality of Krishna is that he is the only one who is independent and one who knows everything, everything. But the sweetness of this is, although we know him and all his characteristics, that he knows everything, past, present, future, but when he performs his pastime, you will see In Krishna Lila, where it is said, so Krishna thought, but then Krishna came to know that the boys had entered the mouth of Agasura. And then Krishna decided that he will enter the mouth of Agasura and then he will kill these demons. So it's very interesting that although he knows everything, as it is explained here, Abhijna and Swarat, still later on, then Krishna is saying, oh, this looks like a demon. So Krishna immediately understands. What do you mean? Krishna immediately understands that this is a demon. Krishna knows everything. He is in everybody's heart. He knows everything. But then when playing Krishna Leela, then there are sentences where he says, oh, now Krishna is, now this Krishna is thinking that I have to save my friends who have entered the mouth of Agasura. So Krishna is thinking. One who knows everything, he is thinking. So how is that possible? So we have to understand that this Abhijna Swarat, so in this verse itself it explains that Krishna is present in everybody's heart, in every atom, as Paramatma, as Garbhodaya Shayak, Shirodaya Shayak, Karanodaya Shayak. That is to understand the various categories and their functions. They keep an account of everything. They are aware of everything and yet they are neutral. And they let karma do the activity. The result of the karma is given by Vishnu. But then Krishna is not involved in anything. Where is he? In the last sentence it says, Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastha Kohakam Satyam Param Dhima. He is in his Paramdham. All his expansions and categories, they are doing all the work. But when in Krishna Leela, they are all assisting Krishna. Because in Krishna Leela, Krishna forgets he is God. Krishna doesn't remember that he is in everybody's heart and he is this, he is Paramatma, he is this, he is that. That's not Krishna. Krishna means he is simply acting like me and you, like another ordinary boy. And all these leelas are conducted by the various devotees who play Krishna's part of Krishna's Paramatma as per Krishna's desire. They remind Krishna, they make Krishna forget. So, there is a wonderful play. So, that is why although it is described, Tene Brahma Radaya Adi Kavaye, he gave knowledge to Brahma, Muhyanti Yat Surayaha, the Suras, all the Devatas, they are all bewildered to understand who is this Krishna. They are bewildered to understand who is this Krishna. He knows everything. He is playing like an ordinary boy. As if he doesn't know anything. Somebody who knows everything, he comes in front of you and he acts as though he doesn't know anything. And he acts like a little kid. It's very bewildering. So similarly, Brahma, Indra, everybody is bewildered. Yejo vari mradam yadha vidimayo yatra trisargo mrisha. So just like water seen on fire, when you see from far a very hot river, there is like smoke. And on if you look at a street, especially in this hot summer, you will find it's like there is water. So this world is like the play of three modes of nature. You know, there is a famous song by Madonna, right? You always see what you wanted to see. No matter what happens, at the end of the day, we only decide to see what we want to see. There is a big TED talk by somebody, he said, all we see in this world, what we have experienced, what is in our mind, everything that happens in front of us, we manipulate and interpret according to what we have seen. That's all. So, that is our problem. So that covering needs to go, and that covering can only be gone by the continuous hearing and chanting of the holy name and the hearing of Krishna's glories, because we are so envious of Krishna, we are so envious of everybody else. Because of this enviousness and desire for to be elevated and to go into a higher position. But to get a higher position, one has to go very low. One has to first become very, very humble. Without that, how can you get a higher position? Higher position spiritually means you have to become very, 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 very humble. That is something very, very difficult. You have to learn to absorb everything. And a devotee means he has the power to absorb anything, tolerance. Only then, dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam. Krishna, till then maya attacks you, as long as you are ready to fight. But the moment you give up everything and you say, Krishna, that's it. I am ready to take everything that you do. So when you surrender to Krishna, I'm ready to take in any difficulty, but all these difficulties that come, but I'm ready to take it. Without complaining. Sometimes it may look as though Krishna has forever put you in difficulty. But then, with patience, with perseverance, and at that time you have to depend more on the devotees, on the very serious devotees. Only then, you will be able to understand Krishna in his categories. To understand Krishna is such a big mystery. You will find all kinds of devotees in our, especially the first time I went on a train journey to Vrindavan from Mangalore. And 3 days we were with these people who were supposed to be Brajavasis. And they told us, oh, Krishna is this, Krishna is that, Krishna is this, Krishna. In the end, he said, Krishna is, God is formless. I said, how is that? You know all Krishna Leela and in the end, your God is formless. What is this? So various kinds of people, they come even within ISKCON or outside ISKCON or Vrindavan. They are all so-called devotees. But everybody has some conception. Even if somebody is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he is initiated, he is a devotee. But he may not have a clear conception. Just because he is following all the everything, that doesn't mean that he knows everything. So therefore, we should be intelligent enough to take the association of one who has a realization of the personality of Krishna. That is very special because it's very intricate. Gauranga Prabhu the other day was giving these lectures. I think Priti Vilasini Mataji put those lectures here in this group, these YouTube lectures of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he says that Sarva Dharman Purityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Vraja means move. Vraja means doesn't mean like a physical place. Vrajavasi means doesn't mean like he is in some physical place doing something. Vrajavasi means he is moving according to the desires of Krishna. Vraja means to move according to the desires of Krishna. Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Move according to my desires. Ekam, only my desire, my guru, me, pure devotee's desires. So he also explains in that Bhagavatam very deep, very beautifully explains that sometimes Krishna just says, move according to my desire, then he has disappeared. But then the desire of the Vaishnavas will follow you. So to satisfy the Vaishnavas, to satisfy Krishna, it's not easy. So to realize Krishna, how he is thinking, how Krishna forgets everything, his lordship, and he plays with everybody just like a little boy. He's sometimes when we play, we want to clap, run away, and everything. But sometimes we exhibit our superiority over others. But then Krishna, when he plays with his devotees, he takes an equal or even a lower position. So to understand this wonderful beauty of Krishna's pastimes, one has to hear it from a devotee, serve such a devotee. So here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains of the verse 359, the next verse, he explains that although Brahma is the most important and exalted personality within the universe, he could not remember what he did in his past life. Krishna had to remind him through the heart. When Lord Brahma was thus inspired, he was able to create the universe. Remembering everything about the past and inspiring to Lord Brahma are to create are vivid examples of characteristics called Swarupa Lakshana and Tatastha Lakshana. So, and then in the next verse, he says, E shloka param shabde Krishna nirupana satyam shabda kahe tahara Swarupa Lakshana. In this invocation of Srimad Bhagavatam, the word param indicates Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and word Satyam indicates His personal characteristics. See, there are different interpretations of one Sanskrit word. Like, if you hear the word ordinarily Ahimsa, so this Ahimsa means non-violence. But Srila Prabhupada says, neglect of spiritual life is Himsa. So Ahimsa means to follow a spiritual life is Ahimsa, which is a very higher definition. So similarly, we can only know that from Krishna or his bona fide representative. So here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is inspired to say, Ei shloka param shabde, in that janma adhyasya tonvaya, the satyam param dhimahi. So satyam, in the last three words, satyam param dhimahi, param is satyam, is his personal characteristics. So let me meditate on the qualities of Sri Krishna. And if you actually see the translation by Srila Prabhupada, so param is absolute and satyam means the truth. So Srila Prabhupada translates satyam as the truth. And here he is explaining that satyam, the meaning is truth, but it indicates Krishna's personal character. So what is the truth? Krishna's personal characteristics is the truth. You can see like a understanding here. And param indicates Lord Krishna. Satyam param. Param means the absolute, the supreme. The supreme is Krishna, and his name, form, qualities are all Satyam. So what is Satyam? What is the eternal truth? Krishna is the eternal truth. Krishna's name, qualities and pastimes, this is the eternal truth. And let me meditate only on this eternal truth. And that should be only our meditation. On Param Satyam, that is on Krishna. That is the whole quality, that is the whole focus of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that we are able to only meditate on Krishna. That is the focus of the Gayatri Mantra, Satyam Param Dhimahi. That we are able to only, that we should be only meditating on Krishna's name, qualities and pastimes. And if we can do that, that is what I was trying to explain today, by humbly, menially serving a devotee, by trying to serve Krishna in his deity form at home, and continuous, offenses will keep on happening. But at the same time, to continue and try to learn from this, and take the shelter of a devotee. This is our greatest. In ISKCON society, we have so many nice devotees. We should all be able to take their association. There are nice devotees, there are quality devotees, and by taking their association, we can we should be able to cultivate our spiritual life very, very nicely and become successful. Thank you so much. So any questions or comments at this point?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Dandavat. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the very, very beautiful class. I really like the point when you were mentioning about humility, how important it is to approach the Bhagavatam with humility. Only then really the Bhagavatam reveals itself in the form of Krishna. So nice that was. And also, I appreciate the point that you were talking about how actually we all listen according to what we want to perceive. So, and if we probably develop a sense of humility, then the actual message of Krishna can reach us. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the very wonderful class. May I leave it to the others. If they have any questions or comments, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question also. So this was a question that was addressed to me, and I wasn't sure how to answer it. So when we say that Krishna also forgets that he's Supreme Personality of Godhead when he's in these leelas, and then the person addressed and said, well, we also forget just like Krishna forgets. So how do you answer, that we're also God? It's a personalized, impersonalist idea that we're also God. It's because we've forgotten that we're God, that's why we're here. And then when they hear, yes, Krishna has forgotten that he's God and that when he's in his leelas. So what's the difference? So how do you answer a question like that as far as what's the difference, and if you say that Yoga Maya versus Mahamaya, well, if they don't believe in that understanding, then that's not a reason that you can give satisfactorily for them. So what could you say? What evidence can you give as a difference between our this spirit, individual spirit soul versus the Supreme Soul, your Krishna?
See.
Thank you.
So forget to forget on a material platform where you do not have the power to remember is different. But Krishna's forgetfulness is on a spiritual platform where he wants to forget. So that is why the power of all his categories is explained. Why is it explained? To establish that he knows everything, yet he wants to forget everything for the sake of a pastime. That is the difference. Yet he wants to be forgetful. Yet he wants to enjoy this pastime. Although he is aware, his categories, his expansions, his Paramatma, as Paramatma, remember, he knows everything. He has all the information. But for the time being, to perform his pastime, he says, I am not them, although he is them. So this is Achintya Bheda Bheda. Simultaneous oneness and difference. That they are the same. Krishna, Paramatma, everybody is same, but yet they are different. And only Krishna can achieve this feat. None of us can achieve this feat. We are only one, we are forgetful, we don't have any other access as long as Krishna doesn't give us the access. As long as Paramatma doesn't give us access, we don't have any knowledge. So this is the difference between the... So Krishna's forgetfulness is willing, our forgetfulness is forced. I hope that clarifies.
I guess it does to a certain extent, but it doesn't... it doesn't completely answer it, because then somebody could say, well, I'm doing it because I'm forgetful, because I want to forget, sort of thing. So
no,
I'm
but
trying
you
to
do
think
not
of
have
other,
the power
other...
to bring it back. It's very simple. You... Do not have the power to get it back whenever you want.
Okay. And
all
Krishna
the
has the power.
At any moment, at all the moment, his knowledge is available, but he deliberately becomes forgetful. But right now, is the knowledge available to you, even if you want?
Okay. Makes
no.
sense. Okay. So in
it's
other
not.
Words, in his, if you see his pastimes, he's forgetful at that time, like the Damodar Leela, when Mother Yasoda is chasing him, he's forgetful. But then later on, you see that he performs feats that are only that only God can do, so that's proof that he can get it back. So is that what...
See, the thing is, just like he's in Damodar Leela, he's trying to please his devotee. It's like just like a dramatist.
Right.
But it is his... he personally, he has those feelings. But in those feelings, he's behaving like a son. So in between, we see he doesn't allow her to tie, right? The two fingers short. Right? He doesn't allow. But then, out of his love, he allows her to tie. So although he's completely knowledgeable at that point, but then
he doesn't behave as God. He behaves like a little child.
Okay, I got
so
it.
So he aside his other identity, you know?
Okay.
So
yeah.
He has both at the same time, which is Achintya. We do not have. We do not have.
Okay. That okay, thank you. That answers it. So within that Leela itself, we can see his supremacy as well as his loving relationship with his mother.
Yeah,
both at the same time.
Exactly.
Back and forth. Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. That is very helpful. Thank you.
Hare
Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva. Thank you very much for your valuable assistance. Prabhuji, I need your help. Prabhuji, before that, whatever we hear, we are able to explain very nicely point to point. But now, I don't know, Prabhuji, not able to explain whatever we hear. We have to make a note. That means we are not sincere in a bhakti mark, Prabhuji.
What is that? What is the last sentence I could not
Prabhuji, when we are before 15 years or 17 years, whether it's the Gopal Gauranga Prabhu or Gaur Krishna Prabhuji, Aji Gaur Krishna Prabhuji or any senior Vaishnava lecture, we will explain them to newcomer, word to word. But now, Prabhuji, we cannot, we have to make a note, not able to remember the lecture word to word. So that I feel that we are not sincere in the bhakti.
Oh, you are not able to remember.
Yes, Prabhuji, we have to become a note for a point. Otherwise, next time when we are going to explain the Leela, we forgot it, Prabhuji.
Okay. So there are two things in this. One, it could be some material factor, but secondly, Krishna's knowledge is transcendental. So it doesn't depend on material memory as well. Ultimately, it depends on Krishna. The Matta Smriti Rapohanam comes from Krishna. So for that, one has to follow regulated bhakti and one has to take up a little more austerity. See, when you want to remember something, you link it with something. You know, you have to always, memory is something with something, you are practical and you have to apply. It's not, memory means you have to remember something and apply it. And that remains with you. Whenever you want to do some action, you remember some shloka of Bhagavad Gita, apply it. Then that memory remains stronger. This is the way to develop a good pictorial memory. So you read something, you understand something, you take the keywords, you apply it, you see a difference, and that memory remains stronger. But if you are only memorizing something to tell somebody, then that doesn't remain with you. But when you apply, seek, preach, there is a preaching is the best way. And you apply it, not just pass on information, but apply it. Try to realize it. Really dive for that knowledge. Dive deeper. Apply it, realize it, then it will all come together. Is that okay?
Prabhu, I really like that answer. Thank you so much. Very helpful to me also. Thank you.
All right. So, any other questions, comments? Okay, so we end here today.
Thank
Hello?
You so much, Prabhu. Yeah, thank you all so much for joining and participating. We can end the call now. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyascha satitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnav vrinda ki jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai His Grace Gaur Nataraj Prabhu ki jai.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.